You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two people are dead after what police at UW-Platteville are calling an isolated incident Monday afternoon. The Platteville Police Department said that early in their investigation, they found there was no danger to the public. Late Monday night, the university announced that two 22-year-old students, Kelsey Martin of Beloit and Haley Helms of Baraboo, had passed away after the incident at Wilgus Hall, a dormitory on the UW-Platteville campus. Finals are canceled this week, and the campus will stay open so that students and staff can access mental health resources. After 5 days of being without voice and messaging services, Cellcom customers can now send SMS text messages. Cellcom to Cellcom voice calls have also been restored. The company's social media update said, quote, "We are making gains every day and we are on the 5-yard line." The outage started Wednesday night around 9 p.m., affecting businesses who rely on Cellcom for their phone service and individuals as well. The company does not estimate when service will be fully restored and back to normal. Half a dozen community members expressed concerns at the Green Bay Area Public School District last night as to how the district handled residency questions over former board member Cao Lee. District Legal Counsel Melissa Teal Collar told the gallery that if Lee had resigned in March, when the allegations that he lived outside of the school district first surfaced before the April election, state law would still have required the board to appoint a replacement for Lee, who was elected in 2024. People who want to apply to fill Lee's seat can do so starting at 5 p.m. this afternoon through June 3rd. The school board will screen applicants at a special meeting on June 9th and will interview and select a new board member on June 16th. The Green Bay Police Department has released the identity of the woman whose body was found in the Fox River on May 9th. She's 47-year-old Elizabeth Babcock of Hobart. Hobart was discovered when a passerby found her in the water near the 100 block of Bay Beach Road. Police say there's no evidence of foul play and no additional details will be released at this time. 50-year-old Mary Terry of La Ona was sentenced last week to 10 years in prison for killing her husband by running him over with a truck and dragging him down the road. Terry pleaded guilty to homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle in the death of Donald Britton Jr. in October of 2023 in Forest County. Terry will serve 10 years extended supervision upon her release. Law enforcement agencies across the state and country begin their annual campaign to reinforce the life-saving habit of wearing a seatbelt. Melissa Kay has more.
The annual Click It or Ticket campaign begins May 19th and runs through June 1st. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday.
In stock market news, Kimberly Clark announced Monday that it's leaving the New York Stock Exchange and will transfer its U.S. Stock Exchange listing, KMB, to the NASDAQ Global Select Market. The global consumer staples company, founded in Neenah back in 1872, now based in Texas, expects to cease common trading on the New York Stock Exchange at the close of trading on Thursday, May 29th. It will start trading on the NASDAQ Friday, May 30th. Something that isn't real could be legislated. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Sharing AI-generated deepfake images could soon be a felony in Wisconsin. The state Senate approved a measure in a unanimous vote last week. The senator who authored the bill says the law is needed to keep up with technology and to protect people from harassment and intimidation. The bill now moves to the Assembly for further debate.
Nearly 800 business officials, business groups, and individuals have signed a letter of support for additional state investment into the universities of Wisconsin. UW President Jay Rothman announced their support ahead of a panel discussion at Titletown Tech in Green Bay last week on the role of UWs in the economic vibrancy of Northeast Wisconsin and the entire state. This support comes as Wisconsin drops a spot to rank 44th of the 50 states in public funding for four-year universities. In his 2025-27 biennial budget, Governor Tony Evers proposed increasing funding for the UW system by $856 million. However, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has called that budget request a non-starter. The Midweek Farmers Market in Green Bay's Broadway District reopens Wednesday, May 21st. It'll continue rain or shine on Wednesday evenings from 3 till 8 p.m. through September 24th. The Farmers Market on Broadway is one of Wisconsin's largest farmers markets, with over 120 vendors offering an array of seasonal and fresh produce, baked goods, carryout foods, coffee and teas, meats, cheeses, flowers and plants, handcrafted goods, and more. The Farmers Market is between Dousman and Walnut Streets. Check out our story at WGBW.FM for parking information and more. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
It's the Brewers and Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Orioles for game two of their three-game series. The crew winning 5-4 last night, thanks to an RBI single from William Contreras, who despite a fractured middle finger on his left hand, had four hits in the game, tying a career high. Pat Murphy.
Hitters don't use their baby fingers that much. They might be on the bat, but these are the two fingers on each hand you hit with. So the pressure of that when you turn the bat over too soon or hit it off the end, the vibration on that is tough.
NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scheduled to meet with the Bucks about his future with the team. His older brother, Thanasis, says he's been cleared to play again after suffering that torn Achilles last year. Former Badgers John Tanje, one of the top five scorers during drills at the NBA Combine in Chicago.
You know, to see myself near the top of that leaderboard was pretty amazing. It was kind of surprising. I thought I didn't shoot it too well just because I want to make every single shot.
That's Wisconsin's John Tanje with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The early summer box office is not waiting for Tom Cruise and the new Mission Impossible to make some scratch. The final installment, Bloodlines, was well received, and that seemed to translate to box office numbers as the film pulled in $51 million at the gate domestically and topped $100 million worldwide. Despite its big ticket sales, it did cost $50 million to make, which is high for a horror film. Coming in second place was the Marvel film Thunderbolts, which pulled in just over $16 million at the box office in its third weekend. And right behind that was Ryan Coogler. Sinners, which has shown incredible legs, pulling in almost $16 million in its fifth week of release. Coming in fourth place was the Minecraft movie, and The Accountant 2 finished out the top five. And there's a pretty big film that opens in just 3 days, folks. Can you guess what it is? Mission Impossible opens in just 3 days and already has pulled in $12 million prior to its domestic release. Tom Cruise is on a press tour receiving standing ovations, and the latest is in New York, where Cruise addressed the crowd at the premiere. Cruise said it was director Christopher McQuarrie's idea 7 years ago to shoot Dead Reckoning Part 1 and the current Final Reckoning at the same time. He told the crowd it was an honor and a privilege to be part of the franchise. The film had its worldwide premiere at Cannes last week and also received a 5-minute standing ovation. It opens this Friday, May 23rd. More news out of the Cannes Film Festival, where fans of Wes Anderson will be thrilled to learn that he received almost an 8-minute standing ovation after the premiere of his film, The Phoenician Scheme. The film has an impressive ensemble cast, which includes Wisconsinite Willem Dafoe and Benicio del Toro in the lead. It's reviewing well and opens June 6th in the U.S. Foo Fighters fans might already have heard this, but drummer Josh Freese is out. The band informed Freese they were going in a different direction. The website Pubity.com says Freese was hired after the tragic death of Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins in 2022. Freese toured with the band but did not stick around long enough to be part of a studio album. The former Guns N' Roses drummer took to social media to tell his fans that the band called him and said they were going in a different direction with no reason given. Probably a tough gig given that the leader of the band, Dave Grohl, is one of the best in the biz. There's officially a new Milhouse. Pamela Hayden, the original voice of Bart Simpson's nerdy best friend, retired last year after 35 seasons as the voice of Milhouse. According to Entertainment Weekly, the new Milhouse is 90s band Private Life singer Kelly MacLeod. She appeared as the voice of Milhouse for the first time in last Sunday's season finale. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy, windy, and cold today with a few scattered showers possible. Our high in the upper 40s to low 50s with wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, more scattered showers. Our low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.